Welcome to the Microsoft Virtual Academy, in particular the course on migrating from Windows XP through to Windows 7. The topic of today is deployment using System Center Configuration Manager. And what we're going to do is have a look at some of the tools that we can use to be able to plug into System Center Configuration Manager, and in particular using or leveraging off MDT to be able to do that, and why we would actually use Config Manager for our deployments. My name is Kyle Rosenthal. My details are on the screen there if you do have need to get in contact at all. So what are we looking at today? Well, first off, we're going to discuss this idea of zero-touch deployment or zero-touch installation, and why we would want to be able to do this, what sort of things, what benefits it gives to us, and then also describe how to integrate Microsoft Deployment Toolkit with the System Center Configuration Manager. So one of the things that I will encourage you to have done before you go too far into this is have a look at some of the other modules that we've got. So in particular, have a look at the Microsoft Deployment Toolkit module, and also have an understanding of the migrating user state module as well. The reason being because we're going to throw those terms around, and I want to make sure that you actually have an understanding without us having to repeat everything in this particular module. So to start off with, what is zero-touch deployment? Essentially what it does is it gives us the ability to be able to do completely automated deployments. And by fully automated deployments, it's an end-to-end automation. So with MDT and light touch installation, we can get pretty close. So with that, I can have it so that we trigger off a wizard and have that wizard have everything completed on it. But I still need someone to be able to start it. Okay, but with zero touch deployment, what it gives me the ability to do is I can have completely hands off. So I can advertise to an existing machine, say for instance my Windows XP machine, hey, by the way, Windows XP machine, you're now going to be targeted for an installation of Windows 7. I could also use this to be able to do an installation of a brand new machine that comes into the environment. So what I mean by that is that a machine stands up, and it's a brand new box into the environment. It's got no operating system at the moment, so we can do what's known as a bare metal deployment to it. And essentially what happens is we can have it detect or be detected by Configuration Manager into the network and say, hey, look, we've got a new operating system for you. So you don't have an operating system. We've got an operating system for you, and push that out. So the idea is to try and have as much as possible a hands-off approach, so therefore no touch at all. The sort of scenarios that we might put in place, it could be an operating system refresh. So say for instance, once I've got Windows 7 already out there, I might want to have the ability to be able to clean off a machine and just basically start from scratch. Or alternatively, being able to do a OS migration. And that's sort of like the more of the concentration of what we're looking at within the realms of this particular course. Therefore migrating from Windows XP across to Windows 7 and automating all the process that goes along with that. So say for instance all of our user state migration, being able to do that as part of a an automated process, so I can be hands off within there as well. Basically what I want to be able to do is I want to be able to not have to touch the machine, but have it do all of it for me. The other thing, just sort of with the operating system refresh, one of the things that I have seen this used for is if you can get this to the point where it's completely automated, then oftentimes I've seen organizations that rather than doing a fix of a machine, like say for instance if there's something that's gone wrong with an application or anything like that, and what they want to do is rather than having help desk spend a long time being able to troubleshoot, if you've got the automated process put into place, you can pretty much put an operating system, a fresh version of the operating system and all the applications that go along with it, probably quicker than you can do, a troubleshooting sort of process. So that's the sort of thing that we want to make sure that we can, maybe get to. Okay, so just bear in mind within here that we do have the ability to do things like do zero touch deployment. Okay, and with the user state migration. So in particular within there, being able to have a task sequence. Now the task sequence, we're looking at it in here, looks very similar to the task sequence that we've seen previously in MDT, in the layout and the look and the feel, and that's really quite on purpose. There's sort of, it's a shared engine underneath, so therefore it does look exactly the same. But what I've got shown up on the screen here is the scan state and the load state environment, and basically the reason why we have that is just to show that we can automate the process to be able to do the capture of all of our Windows settings and all the network settings, all the user files, do an installation of the operating system, and then after completing setup and configuration of all of the applications we might have in there, then pull down the load state. Now the really good thing with this is that we can do this via things like our hard link migration. So if we're doing it onto the same box, we don't have to store any of the data away anywhere else. I can just simply do it directly via the hard link migration. So again, saving time with regards to doing a refresh or a new migration for the operating system. The other thing is with this is that by using Configuration Manager, one of the things that I can do that I can't do natively within MDT is I can target a wake-up environment. So effectively what I can do is I can do wake on LAN. So someone goes home at night, they turn their machine off, and what we can do is we can send out a wake on LAN packet, which effectively wakes the machine up and gives it a new operating system. So while we're, you know, overnight, we can automate the process. The users come in the next day and they've already been migrated across from Windows XP across to Windows 7. And the idea of that is that this simply gives them a much less downtime with regards to waiting for a migration to occur. The only thing with that is that when we do the deployment, we do have to make sure that we check it in the configuration manager task sequence when we go to do the deployment of it as being required, and then also make sure that we do the send of the wake up packets. But this is what we said: we can do a future time for it. And the idea of doing a future time is just simply that we can then have it so that it then, you know, we can trigger it so overnight it does the deployment. Just, you know, obviously if we're doing that, we need to make sure that we do a really good test of things in order to be able to have that process work. But it's one of the benefits of using Configuration Manager to do our deployment is that I can do targeted times in order for this to be able to happen. So why would we want to do something like put the Microsoft Deployment Toolkit into Configuration Manager? And Configuration Manager on its own does have the ability to do installations. It has the ability to be able to do deployments. It has natively operating system deployment. It was a feature pack that got added in as part of SMS, early versions of SMS, and has certainly been natively part of Configuration Manager for the last few versions. But what MDT gives to Config Manager is MDT gives Config Manager some additional task sequences. Now you need to recreate your task sequences. So if you've got a task sequence that you created within MDT, you can't take that task sequence and then pull it into Configuration Manager, but certainly the templates that you've based your task sequences in MDT off are available. Those templates are available as part of Configuration Manager, and the idea being that we can then use this to be able to scale out and use MDT to be able to send to do the distribution using the Configuration Manager infrastructure. So the prerequisites in order for this to be able to work, there is a couple of things that we need to have. Okay, so we need to make sure that we have that we're installing this onto the Configuration Manager central admin site, and we need to have site server administrator permissions. Now, if by me saying the central, the configuration manager, central administration, administrative site, if you're looking at that thinking, I don't know what that is, then you're probably not the person who needs to implement this. It's a very simple process to be able to put into place, but that probably means you're not the system center configuration manager administrator. So what you need to do is you need to contact that person and get them to be able to make the change for you. We also need to have SQL Server administrative permissions if we're using the MDT database that we've spoken about in the MDT module. So the implementation, how do we put this into place? Effectively what we do is we have to install MDT to start off with. So we install MDT 2012. Now it does, if we're doing the integration across into System Center 2012 Configuration Manager, we have to use MDT 2012 for this. So there are some earlier versions that are around, so there's an MDT 2010, but MDT 2010 we can't use against System Center 2012. So just make sure that you're using the right version of MDT for the right version of your configuration manager. So we install MDT. Then what we do is we configure MDT to be able to integrate across into configuration manager. And I'll show you how to do that. It's pretty much just a little wizard to be able to do. And then what it does is it gives us some additional task sequences within configuration manager, which is in particular the MDT task sequences. And then we can deploy a new machine simply using the MDT task sequence. Okay, so what does that actually look like and how do we get that integration put into place? Let's flick across onto a configuration manager machine and have a look. So here we are on our configuration manager machine, and what I wanted to show you was just what configuration manager looks like for those that haven't seen it before we actually do the import of the settings for MDT, and then we'll see what they look like afterwards. And effectively it's in the software library in our operating systems, and then under task sequences the option we've got for the task sequences is to be able to create a task sequence media. And if we go on to create task sequence in here, what we'll then see is we'll just see a basic wizard for, you know, doing build and capture and everything like that. So certainly getting us the ability to be able to create a new task sequence. Okay, so what we're going to do is going to exit out of Configuration Manager and then going to open up, also go into my MDT. Now MDT is already installed on this machine, so hence the reason why I have it sitting in the menu. And then I take the option to configure the Configuration Manager integration. Okay, now one of the things it'll do is it'll automatically detect the site and the server, and then it will prompt me to be able to configure against those particular that particular site and server. So what we're going to do is we don't need to change any of these. The only reason why we might change this is, say for instance, if we did want to force it onto a different configuration manager server and site code, or alternatively if we wanted to remove the extensions. Okay, but otherwise we're just simply doing the installation. We then have it complete the installation, and once that's done, if I now open up the configuration manager console, now, if you're looking for further information about Configuration Manager and that sort of thing, there is actually other courses in the Microsoft Virtual Academy on Configuration Manager. But now if I go to Software Library, go to Operating Systems, and then Task Sequences, what I'll now see is I've got an additional option. So not only do I have Create Task Sequence and Create Task Sequence Media, but I now also have Create MDT Task Sequence. Now, at this point, the task sequences that I've got within here are effectively the same sort of task sequences that I would have as part of the MDT console. So if you're looking at sort of what sort of configuration to put into here, at this point, go back and have a look at the MDT module, and that'll sort of give you some guidance with regards to the task sequences and that sort of thing. But effectively, it's exactly the same thing that we're putting into here, which therefore means that any of the learning, any of the knowledge that you've got from within MDT, you can now transfer across into Configuration Manager. And it's as easy as that to be able to get it set up and therefore have a brand new set of task sequence templates that are available for you. So it's a great, great product and a great tool. So now that we've finished out the demo, let's just have a wrap up. So basically, what did we cover? We've had a look at you know, defining what zero touch installation is or zero touch deployment and why we might put it into place and what the benefits of being able to use something like Configuration Manager is. And also we've had a look at how to integrate the Microsoft Deployment Toolkit into System Center Configuration Manager. Now just one other thing to mention with regards to the System Center Configuration Manager. As we've said before, we don't necessarily need it for just doing deployment. It's one of the things that it can do is deployment. From a business perspective, what you have to look at is where your break-even point is as such. And in general terms, anywhere from about 250 to 500 seats is where it starts becoming quite a break-even point to be able to move into the System Center tool set. Remembering that it's not just deployment, it's also the overarching management as well. So that's where the ongoing benefit comes in, is not only can you manage something in to the environment, but also you can manage it then once it's actually contained in the environment. So what sort of other places can you go to for some further information? There's Configuration Manager 2012 Overview. There's also the Deployment Guys and the Springboard Series URLs there. And in addition to that, the MDT blog. So a good little sort of series of little links to be able to follow along to get some further information. The other thing just to make mention of again, and I said it before, is that there are virtual academy courses on Configuration Manager, which dive a lot deeper into all facets of Configuration Manager. We've just kind of looked at how to get set up for doing deployments within here. So it sort of gives you the there are a lot more that will go into the overarching management part of Configuration Manager and some of the benefits that might go within there. So as always, there are the further sort of places to have a look at. There's certainly the TechNet Eval Center, so go and grab some product evals, as well as the discussion boards and that sort of thing, as well as the IT camps. So make sure you have a look to see if there's an IT camp that might be relevant to you in your area soon. And the Microsoft Virtual Academy, which is where you are right now. So I encourage you to explore all of the various different courses that go along with the Microsoft Virtual Academy, because there's a lot of really good content that's contained into there. My name is Kyle Rosenthal, and thank you very much for your attendance.